Somebody asked me if I think that someone like Franklin Graham will be the Antichrist. And the answer to that question is yes, absolutely, I do. Hello, everyone. Martin Zender here. If Christians look at a person and they point that person out to you and they say, there is the Antichrist, don't go for it, because that person who they point to will not be the Antichrist. I guarantee you. I can guarantee you that. Because Christianity is going to fall headlong into the clutches of the Antichrist. They will be the champion of the Antichrist. They will usher the Antichrist into power. They will rally to vote. They will mobilize their troops, the politically minded troops of Christendom, and they will usher the Antichrist into power. Could Donald Trump be the Antichrist? Yes, he could. Could Franklin Graham be the Antichrist? Yes, he could. Anyone who inspires Christianity is a candidate for the man of lawlessness. It will not be an evil person. It will not be the person of whom Christianity says, that's a bad, bad person. He's going to lead us away from God. That won't be the Antichrist. So I want to finish up on this Franklin Graham debacle that's developing even as I speak, and then I'm going to read a pertinent passage from A.E. Knox, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ, because this really dovetails perfectly with my topic here in The Unveiling, speaking of the Red Dragon, who is on Plan E, no, Plan D. He has five plans, A, B, C, D, and E, plans A through E, or 1 through 5, if you want to do this numerically, and he is currently on Plan D. Now, Franklin Graham, back to the joke, and it is a joke, although millions of people are taking it deathly seriously. Quoting again from TheBlaze.com, Graham announced in a Facebook post on Wednesday that he will launch his Decision America tour on January 5th. So as I speak to you, this monstrosity is underway. An effort that will land him in front of every state capital across America throughout 2016. Ah, man on a mission. Take the pseudo-evangel everywhere in America. And you know, that has been my beef with these so-called people who, missionaries, who take the pseudo-evangel to the far corners of the earth, and they make these poor natives worse off than they were before these Christians showed up on their shores, happily wearing their banana peels, and in come the Christians telling them that they have to make a decision for Jesus or else go to hell. Well, they couldn't go to hell until the Christians came there. How can you go to hell if you don't have a Jesus to decide upon? If you don't know anything about Jesus, how can you go to hell for rejecting Jesus? And so they, very politely and thoughtfully, not bring them Jesus. So now they have the potential of going to hell and their children. They're better off without. Everywhere Christians don't show up, these people are better off, much better off. So likewise, now Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, is going out and making people worse off in the state capitals than they would be otherwise. I would say stay away from the state capitals. Stay away from any large city where Christians are mobilizing. Our nation is in trouble, says Franklin Graham. We've turned our back on God. We've turned our back on God. In less than 1 week from now, I will launch the Decision America tour with the first stop in Des Moines, Iowa on January 5th. Why Des Moines, Iowa? Because Iowa is the site of the first caucus, the first voting thing, whatever the hell it is that will elect our next president. And so this drive, this Decision America tour is politically motivated. No, I did say that it's not politics that's our problem. It's bad politics that's our problem. And certainly it's human-motivated politics that continues to be our huge problem. Quote from the Grahamster, I'm going to the capital of every state in 2016 to hold a prayer rally for our country. Here again is the assumption that God is deaf And the assumption, the same mistaken assumption of the National Day of Prayer, which assumes that the more people gather together, even in ignorance, oh, doesn't matter, God loves the numbers. Just come out in droves and God will be aroused from his stupor and will finally come to a realization of what's going on and will do something. The goal, this is back to the article, to motivate Christians to change the culture. To motivate Christians to change the culture. As if. It's an effort that he's hoping will encourage Christians across the United States to pray, to get out and vote for candidates who support biblical values, and to get involved by running for office at all levels, school board, city council, mayor, state representative, and more. Yes, this sounds exactly like what Jesus would have said to his followers. Run for office at all levels. Try to get an appointment in the Sanhedrin. I want you to infiltrate the ruling body of Israel. I want you to petition the hierarchy of the priesthood and try to affect the government. No, Jesus never said that. He said, in fact, that my kingdom is not of this world, and if it was of this world, my followers would be protesting, rallying, petitioning on my behalf. But because my world is not of this realm, my kingdom is not of this world, they are sitting at home right now, waiting for the next move of God, the next move of God. Continuing with the article on theblaze.com, speculating that the 2016 electoral cycle could, quote, could be, they mean to say here, quote, the most important election of our nation's history, he said, is essential for Bible believers to come out en masse to make their voices heard. En masse. There it is. En masse. Other, that's French. En masse. En masse. Or else it's just not going to happen. Quote, America has got some decisions to make. Well, this is following in the vapid footsteps of his father, who was the man who said, make a decision. The great Billy Graham, who began a magazine called Decision Magazine. That magazine, the all-important thing is human decision. That's the all-important critical pivot point that will turn history. Human decision. Not only political history, if we can activate en masse here in America, but your eternal history. If you can make that epic decision for Jesus Christ. This is just sickeningly consistent with everything his father did. America has some decisions to make, that will affect our children and our grandchildren, he said, going on to cite Psalm 33:12, which reads, quote, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Yes, well, if we were to turn to Psalm 33:12, this would be the nation Israel, and it would be a genuine turning to God, not for temporal advantage, not for a chicken in every pot and a two-car garage and a higher minimum wage, but it would be for God's will to be done. But this is not anything about God's will being done in America. This is about imposing our will upon God. This is about reminding God that we need another day of safety and security in the United States of America. We need another day of a good job, another day of a car that runs, another day of our children being blessed and of schools being safe and of good government. It has nothing to do whatsoever with God's delight or God's pleasure. That's the last thing on people's mind. The evangel today, the pseudo gospel, is self-centered. It's not asking what we can do for God. It's what God can do for us. But neither question should be asked, because it's not a matter of what we do for God or what God does for us. It's a matter of holding the cross and praising it, thanking God for what he did through his son at Calvary. But it's nothing like that. It's all me-centric. It's all a selfish faith. It's not true love. Not true love at all. It's making sure I get to heaven, making sure that my country, my home, my family is blessed. It's a self-security, tightly packaged, introspective selfishness. that is taking over. And true faith has such few friends today that no one, it did not have any friends in Jesus' day either, which is why he marveled whenever he found faith. You remember the woman at the well? She blew his ever-loving mind because she had faith, and he was sustained by it. Was it the woman at the well? He said, "I have not found such faith in Israel." No, maybe it was the centurion who said that, you know, if you just speak the word, my son will be healed. Jesus marveled. "I have not found such faith among the children of Israel." This is all God wants. He wants to be believed. He wants faith that he knows what he's doing. But we are to, not you and me, the world at large, and certainly America is much more interested in directing our wishes, our vision for America, for ourselves, for our lives, upon God. And we better do it in vast numbers, or God will never hear it. Let's finish up this poisonous article. A current schedule of the tour shows Graham appearing in Tallahassee, Florida on January 12th, Baton Rouge on the 13th, blah, blah, blah. Media headlines stating his views. He doesn't like the Muslim incursion in the United States. Okay. He does not like Barack Obama. Okay. And he agrees that we should not let Muslims into this country. Okay. Okay. And okay. Now, listen to this quote from A. Enoch in The Unveiling of Jesus Christ. The fatal tendency, and this is part of A. Enoch's commentary on the fiery red dragon, the fatal tendency of the church, is this not prescient? That was Enoch practically a prophet when he writes this in light of what I've just read to you from the son of Billy Graham? Quote, A. Enoch, the fatal tendency of the church to pass from spiritual to moral issues, from evangelical effort to social sanitation, are but symptoms that the God of this eon, i.e. Satan, is blinding the minds of the unbelievers in it. These things are good and right, hence, they reason, they must be of God. They cannot see that these are but a bait used to secure their allegiance, a blind employed to assure their worship. Satan today is most utterly unlike the great red dragon of the unveiling. Indeed, if the nominal church were to choose a Saint George to slay this dragon, they would probably choose the luminous angel who has displaced Christ in their worship. Thus, they would list Satan against himself, so thoroughly has he deceived them. They would send the white angel to combat Satan when that white angel is Satan himself. They would put the fox in charge of the chicken coop, or the fox in charge of the fox coop, or something. It's just so messed up. And the fatal tendency is, again, is the church passing from spiritual to moral issues. They make themselves the moral arbiters of the world. They assume that by behaving ourselves, we will bring the kingdom of God to earth, when we know that behavior has nothing to do with salvation. They take evangelical effort. This is assuming they even know the evangel, with which they don't. And for evangelical effort, this is giving them too much credit to begin with, they substitute social sanitation, cleaning up the world for Christ before he comes. These are symptoms that the God of this eon is blinding the minds of the unbelievers in it. And I will boldly say to you that Franklin Graham is an unbeliever. Like his father, he's an unbeliever. They have been blinded by Satan's ploy that by engaging the masses in surface techniques, in surface movements, in rote prayers, in shallow adherence to a nominal belief in God, by doing that, they're going to change the cultural or the spiritual trajectory of the United States, and by extension, the world. Well, they think these things are good on the outside. They're right. These things are spoken well of by all humanity. Therefore, these people reason that these things must be of God, not realizing, of course, the secret of lawlessness, that Satan is using these very things that humans find agreeable. Good morals, good principles, American exceptionalism. Satan is using these things to blind these people. It's baked. It's a big juicy worm on a hook. And by this means, Satan is securing the allegiance of these people, and he is gaining their worship. Franklin Graham is going to go across the United States getting worship not for God, but for Satan, because they're all falling for the light. They're all falling for the Hollywood wall of righteousness.